On today's show, Lynn Scarborough of Lindy Sports will join us with his weekly segment as he gives us his picks for this weekend, gives his thoughts on the Auburn collapse, and we'll also get his thoughts on the latest round of college football playoff rankings. And we will go around the conference as Nick Saban was not happy with practice. Could Lincoln Riley consider leaving Oklahoma for LSU? Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome into Locked On SEC. I am Chris Gordy. It is great to have you guys along. Thanks for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. And remember, Locked On SEC is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and at LockedOnSEC.com. You can follow me on Twitter. I am at Chris Gordy, and follow the show at Locked On SEC on Twitter. Let's jump into it. Let's go around the conference.
Boots out to the right. Takes the handoff.
Around the conference.
And we start over at Alabama, where apparently Wednesday's practice was not up to the standards that Nick Saban expects from his team. Saban told the media afterwards, "We got a lot of guys that had the poor me's. So you get into your feelings, you don't do the things the way you need to do them to have success, and when you get that way, you don't create good habits." Saban also cautioned against the Tide not having that correct approach, considering they've been on the verge of, you know, playing some close games as of late with LSU most recently. Saban said, "We need to have the right mindset playing in a game like this against Arkansas. We need to have the right mindset and preparation and practice, how we practice, how physical we need to be." So in other words, it's just Saban being Saban to deliver the message to his team. Over at LSU, in the latest news regarding their head coaching search, one name that keeps coming up is Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley. Well, would the head coach of the Sooners leave the program for Baton Rouge? Well, college football insider Bruce Feldman tweeted out Wednesday that he is hearing Riley's name a lot. And he says, according to one report he's hearing, Riley will not be leaving Norman, Oklahoma for Baton Rouge. If Riley stays put, that makes another big-name coach maybe turning their nose up at LSU. We know Jimbo Fisher made it clear he's happy at Texas A&M. And then also yesterday, Mel Tucker got a massive extension to stay at Michigan State. So where does LSU go next? Do they turn to Dave Miranda at Baylor, Billy Napier at ULL, Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss? We will see. The Bronco Nagurski Trophy is awarded every year to the top defensive player in college football by the Football Writers Association of America. The award, of course, named after Hall of Famer Bronco Nagurski, who played for the University of Minnesota, the Chicago Bears. While we have our three finalists, two of them come from the SEC. Alabama's Will Anderson and Georgia's Jordan Davis were named among the finalists for the Nagurski Trophy alongside Oregon's Kayvon Thibodeau. So congrats to Will Anderson and Jordan Davis, two of the best defensive players in the SEC and all of college football, that for that matter, two fun guys to watch play. Over Georgia, Adam Anderson, their star edge rusher, who was arrested on a rape charge earlier this month. He has reportedly been in jail ever since, but he was released on Wednesday on a $25,000 bond. Georgia insider Mark Weitzer reported a second woman is now accusing Anderson of rape dating back to 2020. According to his tweet, Anderson will be allowed to finish his semester of classes at Georgia, but then will have to live in his home in Rome, in the state of Georgia. He's not expected to return to the field this year, so we'll see what happens, but very serious charges and a new allegation there. Over at Auburn, all eyes turning to TJ Finley, the new quarterback stepping in for the injured Bo Nix, suffering a broken ankle. Finley met with the media on Wednesday ahead of Auburn's game this Saturday at South Carolina. He said he is ready for the challenge. He said, "It's always bad news when a starter goes down. The backup guys have to be prepared to play, and I've been prepping like a starter since I got here." He said, "The main thing for me this week is focusing on consistency. I don't need to do anything special. I just need to go out there and do my job." Lastly, Finley said NFL quarterback Cam Newton called him a week before Newton got signed back in the NFL with the Panthers, and he said, "We went through a devotional together, praying." He said, "He's one of the most inspirational people in my life, and I've looked up to him since I was a kid." So kind of cool that Cam Newton helping mentor, at least from a distance, with TJ Finley. Lastly, Bo Nix spoke with the media for the first time since his surgery and said, look, I can't stand missing games. I can't stand not being out there. He was asked if he's going to help mentor TJ Finley. He said, look, I'm going to let the coaches do what they do with TJ. Let TJ do what he needs to do. I don't need to get in his way. Over at Missouri, Tyler Beatty, one of the best running backs in the SEC, one of the best running backs in the country, and he's currently the SEC's leading rusher. Yesterday, he was named a finalist for the Doak Walker Award, going to the top running back in college football. He's the only SEC player to make the cut this year. Of course, Alabama's Najee Harris won it last year. Beatty has 12 rushing touchdowns, 1,239 rushing yards through 10 games, and ranks fourth in all of college football. Marks the fifth highest single season mark for any player in Missouri program history. On Wednesday, Mike Leach, Mississippi State head coach, was asked during the weekly SEC coaches teleconference for his thoughts on the high rate of coaching turnover in college football. All these guys getting fired. Mike Leach's answer, because people are nuts. General societal mental illness. Leach was asked if he could expand on his take, and he said, I think the addiction to machines is part of it. Instead of people, one, communicating with one another, and then two, making their decisions based on individual thought, I think lots of people use their machines for all their decisions, and I don't think that's very healthy. Mike Leach, always good for a soundbite. Lastly, Texas A&M, their Regents are expected to consider a $205 million plan to renovate their athletic facilities. A meeting will be held today. The proposal includes allocating $125 million toward redeveloping the Bright Football Complex and constructing a new indoor football practice facility with $25 million to add 31 suites to the south end zone of Kyle Field. Another $55 million will go toward building a new indoor track facility. Other matters on the agenda Thursday will be a new contract for athletic director Ross Bjork and two assistant baseball coaches. And there you have it. That is around the conference. Thank you guys for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Coming up next, we're going to talk with our buddy Lynn Scarborough from Lindy Sports. You don't want to miss that. Quick minute here for our friends over at Made In. We've been telling you about Made In for a while now. If you're serious about cooking, you need to invest in your kitchen tools. And Made In's cookware and kitchenware products are used by thousands of the world's best chefs. I've got their frying pan at home, and it is phenomenal. No joke. We literally use it for everything that we cook. It's easy to wash and clean and get it going and use it again. Nothing sticks to it. It is phenomenal. It's one of the best pans I've ever used. We cook eggs for breakfast. We put ground beef in it for dinner. Whatever it is, it cooks great on Made In's products. And, of course, Made In produces professional quality cookware for those who love to cook. They source the finest materials and partner with renowned craftsmen to make premium kitchen tools available directly to you without the markup. Their products are made to last, and they offer a lifetime guarantee. Right now, Made In is offering our listeners 15% off your first order with our promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. It's the best discount available anywhere online for Made In products. Go to madeincookware.com/lockedon. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for 15% off your first order. That's madeincookware.com/lockedon and use our promo code LOCKEDON. Right along here, Locked On SEC. One of our favorite segments every week around this time is catching up with our buddy Lynn Scarborough from Lindy Sports, been covering the SEC for a long, long time, and he joins us now. Punch him up. Mr. Lynn Scarborough is with us, and Lynn, let's just start here. I know the new college football playoff rankings just came out this week, and no change among the top teams in the rankings. Georgia still one, Alabama still two, and I know Alabama took care of business against New Mexico State, but it is starting to feel like, Lynn, if Bama wins against Arkansas this week, they beat Auburn next week in the Iron Bowl, that Alabama will have an opportunity to lose a close SEC title game against Georgia and maybe still make the playoff as a two-loss team. Does that seem to you like maybe what the playoff committee is trying to set things up for?
Well, sure. I mean, absolutely. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that's happened. So, I absolutely think that's probably right. I kind of did a humor myself, Chris. I put my top 10 together before theirs came out to see what it would have. I had Georgia number one. I had Ohio State number two. Ohio State has only one loss. Their loss was to Oregon, which is nationally ranked. I had Cincinnati number three. They haven't lost a ball game. They've won two Power Five games on the road. Notre Dame, who I've got in the top ten, which they did too. They went to Notre Dame and beat Notre Dame, I think, by double digits. And if you're going to factor in and say that a group of five teams got a chance, don't lie. If this Cincinnati team doesn't deserve to be in there, they're never going to have one that does, and they may as well quit lying and go ahead and expand the playoff. I have Alabama number four. They lost to Texas A&M, which now has three losses. A team that has the same record that's lost to a team with three losses ought not to be ahead of one that's got the same record that's only lost to somebody that they got ranked number three. I dropped Oregon down to fifth. They lost to Stanford, which is not going to win half their games. And then I've got Michigan State 6 and Michigan 7. I've got those reversed because if two teams played head-to-head, they've got the same record. I think is head-to-head play meaningless. I've got Notre Dame at number 8, Oklahoma State 9, and Wake Forest 10. So I had the same top 10. I honestly had the same top 7. I just don't like the logic that they have in where they ranked them.
We're talking with Lynn Scarborough from Lindy Sports, one of our favorite segments every week. Lynn, you witnessed a pretty epic collapse by Auburn last weekend, leading 28-3 and then letting off the gas, both offensively, defensively, special teams in all phases, letting Mississippi State score 40 unanswered points to end up beating Auburn. How do you describe exactly what happened last Saturday on the Plains?
Yeah, I wrote my column, and you're probably referring to it. Anybody that's interested, it's on Lindy Sports and also on my Facebook page. I called it the worst loss in Auburn history. And I know that, you know, that covers 1,000 games and 130 years of playing. But I think it's the worst loss they've ever had. The you know, they've lost before by, 49-0 or something when they've had horrible teams. But the magnitude of a loss is not governed by its score, because the team that got beat 49-0 probably had a horrible year. But this is not a bad Auburn team. I mean, they've won at LSU. They won at Arkansas. They beat Ole Miss. They came within a play of beating Penn State at Penn State. And they had so much on the line. First place, Auburn had never blown a 25-point lead in 130 years playing football. So from that standpoint, it's the biggest collapse they've ever had. Then they had it all on the line, and Ole Miss did their part. Ole Miss beat Texas A&M. So if Auburn had beaten Mississippi State and had not gotten Bo Nix's leg broken, then if they beat South Carolina, they're playing Alabama for the Western Division Championship and to go to Atlanta. Now, Chris, there is still a scenario where that could happen, but it's so remote in my mind, I did not include it in the column. But anybody that's listening and saying, oh, he's a dummy, he didn't realize, it would start if Arkansas beats Alabama Saturday, which I don't think they're going to do, so it would be a moot point. But if Arkansas were to win, because there have been much stranger things happen this year than that already in this crazy football season. So if that were to happen and Auburn were to beat South Carolina, which I'm not sure they can now with their place kicker gone and their starting quarterback gone and playing on the road. But if then that happened, then if Mississippi State beats Ole Miss, which certainly could happen, then the winner of the Auburn-Alabama game goes to Atlanta as the division winner, because you'd have like a four-way tie and Auburn would have the best record within the division. So it's still not impossible that Auburn could still make it to the championship game, but that's only because Ole Miss helped them by beating Texas A&M, and then Mississippi State would have to help them by beating Ole Miss if you assume that Alabama will lose both of its games and Auburn will win both of its games. Like I said, that's so – those – stars and planets all aligning in a row seemed so unlikely to me that I didn't even include that possibility in what I wrote.
More with Lynn Scarborough here in just a second. First, need to tell you guys about betonline.ag. They're back and better than ever. Of course, a new website interface with the start of basketball season, college basketball into it now. The NBA has been into it a couple weeks. Of course, college football season winding down. Well, bowl season with tons of different action over at BetOnline. They will remain your number one spot for all basketball and football action. Head on over to their new website. You could do it on your mobile device, on your desktop, your laptop, whatever it is. Sign up today and get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. It's LOCKEDON. If you've never signed up before, use the promo code Locked On. You'll get your bonus from basketball, football, NHL, boxing. They have got you covered with everything. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available the rest of the year. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet online, it is where the game starts. All right, let's jump right back into it, talking with our buddy Lynn Scarborough from Lindy Sports, talking all things SEC. We've already got his thoughts on the playoff rankings, Georgia and Alabama. Of course, the epic Auburn collapse last weekend. Lynn, where are you on this LSU head coaching search? And in your mind, who do you think LSU should be looking at to hire next?
Well, if I'm Lincoln Riley, I probably would not do it because Oklahoma is coming into the SEC. And if they weren't, then maybe I would do that. Of course, I don't know Lincoln Riley, so I have no insight on that. I think LSU needs to go for the, you know, go for a big name. And I think holding out, right now, guys, there are 12 teams that have already fired their coach this year. Nine of them, including seven Power Five teams, still don't have coaches. You know, going ahead, they haven't hired people yet. LSU, of course, being one of those. And the teams that are considered your more traditional powers, LSU, Southern Cal, and you know, they're in there now, they're going to be at a little bit of a disadvantage because probably if they're going after a college coach, that college coach is probably going to be playing in a bowl game, maybe even be in the playoffs. And if that's the case, then they're not going to be able to get a new coach come in, most likely, until that season is over. And then at that point, you're only talking 4 weeks from the February signing class. They're already at a disadvantage because the 75 to 80% of the players signed at the early signing period. So my only thought would be, Chris, I know you're an LSU alum and I know we faced it last year, well, maybe an Auburn alum, but do you want to get into this at LSU right now? You know, do you want to get in where a coach that's done well is being released and with the political stuff that's going on and in LSU's case, the NCAA looking at them, is that something somebody wants to get into? And I think, because LSU is one of the top posts, if you named the top 15 positions in the country, you got half a dozen SEC teams. They're going to be in the top 15 programs that people would want to try to go to. But do they want to go with it right now with the way things are going? And I don't know what the answer to that would be. I do think LSU will get a strong coach, but I don't think it'll – unfortunately for them, I don't think they'll be able to pull it off until after the end of the season.
All right, Lynn, it's cupcake week across the SEC, or a lot of the SEC, so let me just get your thoughts real quick on a couple games. What do you think about Auburn going to South Carolina and doing so without their starting quarterback, without Bo Nix?
Yeah, or their place kicker. And they only had 3 days to prepare a quarterback that hadn't started for them. If it becomes a close game, what will they do about place kicker? South Carolina's back's against the wall. They've got to beat either Auburn or Clemson in order to qualify for a bowl game. I'm going to very hesitantly pick Auburn to win, but this is one absolutely if South Carolina wins, it won't be a surprise at all what happens there.
All right, how about Alabama or Arkansas at Alabama, rather?
Alabama has too much on the line. They can't lose. If they beat Arkansas, they're automatically win the West. If they don't beat Arkansas, you could have a scenario still that comes out where Alabama does not go to Atlanta. And I'm sure that their coaches will point that out to them. Alabama being at home with this much on the line, I'll take Alabama.
Lynn, thanks as always for the time, man. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk with y'all.
All right, there you go. That's Lynn Scarborough, our buddy from Lindy's Sports, and he always brings it with the opinion and picks, and we always appreciate him for his time. That is just about going to do it for this edition of Locked On SEC. Our thanks to Lynn Scarborough. Our thanks to you guys for making us your first listen every day. Of course, we appreciate you subscribing. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Chris Gordy. Of course, you can follow the show at Locked On SEC. We'll tweet out the links, video links, and audio links for you every day on the Twitter. And quick reminder, you can catch Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q and Lee Sterling, getting you up to date with all the latest picks going into the weekend. They've been pretty hot as of lately, so if you're not taking their advice, taking their picks, and taking those picks over to betonline.ag, you're doing it wrong. So get in on that ahead of this weekend. weekend's games. And tomorrow's show, we will make our picks and predictions for this weekend. Yeah, there's a lot of big point spreads, but that's where the value is, getting the underdogs to cover or getting the big top dog to cover the big number. I'm Chris Gordy. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow right here on Locked On SEC. The ball.